snort up their drugs. When they pull out the plugs and they snort up their drugs, their throats are filled with.
And this is for the yodeling boy on YouTube.
I love to yodel high up the Pleiades, all the songs of romance in the spring. I could serenade a pony, but it won't mean matrimony, 'cause he can't buy a golden wedding ring. I know I'd love to do his cooking, and gee, is he good looking, but he's an actor at the movie show.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Hymn Hunters International. My name's Lauren.
I'm Ben.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio. Who was that?
That was Kelly Clarkson singing Whole Lotta Woman on this snowy spring day. Spring was an April Fool's joke. Yeah.
That's the song that I needed, though, to help get me through this day.
When I heard that song, I was like, this is the perfect song to open a radio show
with.
Also, it's just so good. Okay, this whole album, I'm going to play at least one other song off of it that we haven't played before, because it is so good, and we've all been sleeping on it.
Yeah,
Mandy Moore's new album.
Mandy Moore's new album. That woman has, like, she's got some vocal cords on her.
She really, really does.
Yeah.
In a way that I think goes deeply unrecognized.
Yeah, I would
agree. Behind These Hazel Eyes was not her moment, even though we all think it was.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is that? I know.
She was like a pop princess back then, but now she's like a whole lot of woman.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's a whole lot of woman. From the way, from wait, what is it? From the sound of my voice to the gloss on my lips. Okay. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, good. So we did have a theme for today, but are we going to do it?
Yeah, so we have two themes.
Okay, I love it.
The
two
first
themes.
Theme is, so if you noticed in that song, she talks about Texas a lot.
Okay, good.
So that's also why I wanted to open this show.
Okay, that's good. I didn't even notice that. So
because she's like, country girls, I'm still from Texas, blah, blah, blah. So this theme is songs that talk about cities or states in them.
Yep, love it.
Surprisingly, there are so many songs.
So, you know, I have like 10 bajillion songs.
And we
that
will
have
not
California.
Be playing New York by Alicia Keys.
Really, I was thinking, what about Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift?
No. But the other thing, as a quick digression, is we're also going to later in the show play both the Walmart boy yodeling and then the remix of it.
Yeah, so I know nothing about this, so that'll be a fun thing to look forward to.
Yeah, come back and don't leave, but but look out for it in 20
minutes. But stay tuned,
minutes.
If you will.
So yeah, in the meantime, Lauren.
Yeah.
What did you do to celebrate today's snow?
Because I, you know, don't have class ever, I woke up at 10:30 and did a little bit of work and ate a grilled cheese sandwich, and then I went to class, and that was really, honestly, that was my whole day.
Nice.
How about you? What did you do to celebrate?
I took the bus to Davis instead of walking there.
Wow.
I know. It was raining.
Yeah, it was pretty special.
So yeah. Okay.
I have a song to switch into. It's a sad song, because what else do I play?
Oh, man.
But in the theme of spring break, I went to New Orleans, and there's a song.
Sorry, did you say abroad? I don't know if I heard you correctly.
I went abroad for a week. I studied abroad in New Orleans, Louisiana, which was actually, I had a wonderful time. Highly recommend. But there's a song that I was listening to a lot, by Eric Clapton and John Mayer. John Mayer does the singing, Eric Clapton does the guitar. And it's a cover of a song called Magnolia. And he talks about New Orleans in
it. Okay, perfect.
But he does call it New Orleans. So I don't know if that actually counts.
Is that how people from New Orleans say?
No, they say New Orleans. Like, it's one word. Like, New Orleans. I'm not even saying it right. But regardless, I'm going to play the song. It's a little fun one. Well, it's not. It's sad. But enjoy.
Whippoorwill singing, soft summer breeze makes me think of my baby. I left down in New Orleans. I left down in New Orleans. Magnolia, you sweet thing. You drive driving me mad. Gotta get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You whisper good morning so gently in my ear.
Magnolia.
That was not that sad. It was
it's
nice.
More like bluesy.
Yeah.
I do like that song.
I liked it.
Thank you. Okay, I have another song I could play unless we have some sort of transition we're going to be getting into.
Well, do you want to do Yodeling Boy?
Let's do, are we ready for Yodeling Boy?
The fans are asking for it.
The fans are asking.
I've only gotten 14 messages saying play it now.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it then.
Okay, so basically this just like went viral, this video.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pull up the remix afterwards.
Great. So can you give me some context for the video? Do I need to watch it or do I just listen to it?
No, you just listen. I mean, you can watch it, but yeah. So look.
Okay.
It's just this young like blonde boy.
Yeah.
Standing in Walmart with cowboy boots and jeans and a white shirt.
Okay, I'm gonna put your aux on.
And
okay?
Leave the mic on.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All I do is that last song did she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She do me, she do you, she's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear.
I love this.
Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I had to like it all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. But I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm alone.
Oh my God.
Okay,
two things. One, I honestly think yodeling is a lost art form. I want to say that first.
Sorry, I started playing the trap remix too soon.
Yodeling is a lost art form. And two, that little boy looks like he like might be a white nationalist.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
just
right?
Like a little bit. Can I say that? Does that mean?
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, he's literally just standing also in an aisle in Walmart. Like, what's going on?
Yodeling. Okay,
so
great.
So it became like a meme, you
sure.
know, in the way things do.
Yeah.
And someone made... the account is on SoundCloud, the lowercase, and it's called Kids Singing in Walmart EDM Flip.
Oh my God.
It's a minute and 30 seconds. And I have to admit, there was a point today where I was actually just listening to it on loop.
Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Wait. I love this.
like this is not the ma- oh. I didn't expect a mashup like this, but I like it.
I agree.
Just wait. The Chainsmokers.
It totally does. Can we have this kid for spring fling? Wild.
Yeah, wasn't that funny?
So you know what that makes me think of? It's one of those things where it's like a viral thing and you're like not supposed to like it, but you kind of do like it.
Yeah.
It makes me think of when they sing Milkshake in Riverdale. Did you ever hear? I definitely played it on the show before.
That was season one, right?
It was season, no, season, like the beginning of season two.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Okay,
was
I'm just,
was
I'm
it
just
Josie
gonna,
and the...
Yeah, and Josie and the Pussycats. Can I say that on air?
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it because like it's one of those things where it's like not supposed to be good, but then you like can't stop listening to it and you're like, wait, I actually love this.
Really?
So I'm going to play it right now.
I'm ready.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours.
Wait, which characters are singing this besides Josie?
So it's Josie, one of the Pussycats, and Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
I stopped watching. I gotta watch again.
You gotta watch again.
Riverdale's so campy.
It's so campy.
I'll stop.
That makes me, oh, what the guys go crazy.
This is Cheryl.
This is Josie.
Oh.
Cheryl's doing backup right now.
The way I want.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Warm it up.
Who was that?
Josie.
The boys are waiting. Warm it up. The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Okay, that's pretty much it. But I love it. Like, it's so bad, it's good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
When you like hated how much you actually kind of enjoyed the original songs from Pitch Perfect 1.
Yes, 100%.
But the thing about Pitch Perfect 1 is it's actually a good movie.
It is. Honestly, it's got like a great plot. It's funny. Like it's not tired, you know? And Pitch Perfect, are there three of them now?
Yeah.
Two?
There's three. The third is they go to the army.
The third was so bad.
Oh, I didn't see two or three.
I went to see the third in
the
theaters.
Well, so I heard that two was awful. So I was like, there's no way that three is better.
Yeah, two wasn't, I feel like I haven't seen two in so long.
Pitch
two
Perfect
wasn't great.
Three
was aggressively bad. Whereas like two like was just kind of like, that wasn't the best movie I've ever seen. Like it wasn't as good as the first. Three was just like, that was bad.
It was still a box office success.
Well, I mean, I did. Me and my stepmom went to see it in the theater. Aww. So,
you know what I did see though? Love, Simon.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
A lot of people I know that saw it like actually really liked it.
The thing is, Love, Simon is bad in all the ways teen movies are bad.
Yeah.
And it's also good in all the way that teen movies are good.
Yeah.
Except also, it's gay. I think you know how like I think part of when I was watching like Love, Simon.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Lady Bird because I think the reason so many people like Lady Bird so much is because it takes all the like the classic things that happen in like a teen movie, but then it's like a really quality film in a way that Love, Simon isn't, you know, like the dialogue is corny. The like bedroom is way too nice that the teen lives in.
Yeah.
Things aren't like they're just off that, you know, it's fake.
Yeah.
But that's so fun. You know, it's fun. It's cute. It's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It's sweet. Like, there's lots of, you know, like critiques of it and stuff. And I'm like, I don't really need that today.
It's also just like a teen. It's like a cute little teeny bopper. Like, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes like you just have to take it for what it is,
I
guess.
That's exactly how I feel about Love, Simon.
Yeah. Okay. I have two songs to play. One is about Paris and the other is about California.
Hold up. Is it Paris by the Chainsmokers?
No, it's not. It's not. It's Paris by the 1975, which is actually a really good song. So I'm going to play that. I will not play Paris by the Chainsmokers, though I was tempted.
I don't hate it.
And then I'm going to play another California song.
Oh, you're doing two in a row.
I'm doing two in a row because like my two homes.
Is it Hotel California?
No, it's not.
I'm going to play, I have actually a song after you, but we'll talk after your
Okay,
two.
Sounds good. So we'll do my two. This is big for us. Normally we don't do two in a row, so enjoy this. You won't be hearing us for a little while.
Lauren just wants to talk to me.
I know, I do. Actually, we have a lot to catch up on.
I want to talk to Lauren also.
This is called Paris by the 1975.
You know where this train goes. our California. You're a hole in my heart, a hole in my heart, and I'm gonna have to start to mend, to mend. Carolina is another place to start. It's another place to start. There are other things around the bend, the bend. The weather report is always too short for what I need. And if Eastern Standard Time soars into my mind, someday. And to the places that we used to live, we can never go back, 'cause we're on a one-way track. We can never go back to call, to call. Yeah, and the beaches we used to walk, we were washed by sea and air. The winds blew in our hair, and would you know that we were there at all, at all. I'm selling it short, but I'm not of the sort to sell it long. And if Eastern Standard Time soaks into my mind, will the fall California, may we meet again someday.
Okay, so that was Paris by the 1975 and California, You're a Hole in My Heart by a little Bay Area band, I think, called Goodnight Texas. I saw them once because I was going to see Bombay Bicycle Club on 420 in high school, and the opener canceled. And so this band, Goodnight Texas, was one of like the filler bands, one of the people that call when someone cancels last minute. So I called in this band, and like no one had ever heard of them. And they were so awesome. They were really fun. They did a great show. And yeah, just I've been into them ever since. That's that story. Ben, do you have a song?
Yeah, I do.
What's your song? What are you going to play?
I'm playing Fireworks.
Uh-huh.
By First Aid Kit, mm-hmm, off their album Ruins.
Mm, and why are we playing this song?
You'll see.
Okay.
Well, because it has cities in it, and it's nice.
Okay. Wait, you know what we have to play?
Oh, L.A. Love by Fergie? Yeah, duh. Yeah. That's what, okay, I was planning on closing the show with that.
Okay, good.
You can't have this theme and not play L.A. Love.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Okay. Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page here. Okay, so I'm going to... Should we just get into it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Could have swore I saw fireworks from your house last night. As the lights flickered and they failed, I had it all figured out. Why do I do this to myself every time? I know the way it ends before it's even begun. I'm the only one at the finish line.
Well, after that lovely song, we're going to read a PSA. I really like doing Food Not Bombs, so I'm going to read Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right, not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
Aww.
Food Not Bombs is a really cool, super, super cool organization. They're based sort of near in Cambridge, like kind of near Harvard.
Uh-huh.
And they now have chapters like all across the world, but they really work on providing food assistance during like strikes or environmental or political crises, and, you know, supporting workers and people experiencing food insecurity. They're awesome. If you ever, they do community meals, I think, so you can volunteer cool. their community meals or go eat. Highly recommend. They're a great organization. There you go. PSA for the day. Hope you learned something.
Okay. Should I play another song?
Yes. Let's do it. What's okay. Should we do a little city quiz?
Oh,
I don't know what kind of.
I'm really good at geography.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Should we do a capital quiz? Are you good at capitals?
Yeah, I'm very good at capitals.
Should we do the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do the world.
Okay.
I'm probably better at the world than the U.S.
You think? Okay.
I might be rusty. I feel like I spoke very boldly.
You did speak very boldly. I'm excited.
But just try me.
Let's try. Okay. Okay. I won't choose super random ones either. Okay. Capital of Canada.
It's Ontario.
No.
Toronto.
No.
Wait. It's
It's another O.
Oh. Ottawa.
Yes. Okay.
Wait. That was really bad.
We're rusty. It's okay. Egypt.
Cairo.
Yes. Germany.
Berlin.
Hungary.
Budapest.
Yeah. Ireland.
Dublin?
Yep. Lebanon.
Beirut.
Mm-hmm. You're good. This is
keep
like,
going.
You're
Let's do it
this.
Quicker.
I'm trying to pick some of the big ones. Morocco. I actually don't know this one.
Is it it's Rabat?
Yes. That was good. Okay. Let's see. Peru.
Harder. Lima.
Yes. Rwanda.
I'm not sure.
Kigali. South Korea.
Seoul.
Sweden.
Stockholm.
Turkey.
It's not Istanbul, it's Ankara.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. My god. Yeah. I didn't think you'd get that one.
It's a trick one.
It is a trick one. The United States.
Boston.
Boston.
Revolutionary City.
Let's see. I'm trying to pick like ones you probably would know.
No, you can pick ones I might not
okay,
know.
Random
just
one?
Not totally random. Like,
okay.
Or you can try me.
Okay. Let's see. Jamaica.
Kingston.
Yeah. Iceland.
Reykjavik.
Yeah. India.
Mumbai.
No,
Delhi.
Yeah.
Delhi.
Let's see. Iraq.
Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. Greece.
Athens.
Oh my gosh, good.
That's
good,
easy.
I know that's
everyone
easy
knows
one.
Greece.
That
well, not everyone, but Greece is Athens.
Let's see. El Salvador.
Oh, I had to memorize this for a test in a eighth grade Spanish class. Oh no.
It's very close to El Salvador, like sounds very similar.
I forget.
It's San Salvador.
Right.
Okay, last one. Djibouti.
I don't know.
Djibouti.
I know Djibouti. Sri Lanka's Colombo.
Ooh, good one.
I think it's named after Columbus.
Okay, that was good. You did good.
Thanks.
I'm really impressed, actually.
Thanks.
I'm very impressed.
I almost won my middle school geography B.
Did you really? Almost?
I got
what
through
happened?
All the hard questions. And the last one was, where's Myrtle Beach? And
should I know that?
And Michael Anagnos.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said his full name, whatever. He's not listening. He went to a baseball tournament there, so he knew it was in South Carolina.
Oh. Lame.
I did not.
Lame.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song. It's called I realized they don't have a song that starts with the city. Okay, I found one. This is called Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah, I know that song. Okay, that sounds great.
Holland is not a city or It's a region of the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It's like a province.
I think
Holland is like a county.
It must be.
A municipality.
Really thought about the difference between the Netherlands and Holland, because I feel like people use them interchangeably, yeah, but they're not.
But they're parts. So okay, it's like square rectangle with Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Like all of Amsterdam is Holland, but not all of Holland is Amsterdam, and then all of Holland is Netherlands, I think.
Interesting.
We'll play the song and then we'll come back to you with an answer.
We'll do some research. Okay, here we go.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel. We have a little fun fact about that. Would you like to read it out?
Oh, about Holland?
Yeah, I guess about the Netherlands.
We've been doing some Netherlands research.
We've been doing some digging.
Okay, Netherlands is the world's second largest food exporter after the U.S.
Which is wild.
It's so little.
That's wild. It's tiny.
It's tiny.
How, I mean, and also
and like... 17% of the country is reclaimed from lakes and water.
That's crazy. There you go. Things you never knew.
Oh, man. Okay.
Who knew this was such an educational show?
I know. We're learning so... I'm honestly, like, really overwhelmed by everything we're learning about Netherlands. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Are other countries just not exporting food a lot?
Yeah, because in my head also, I picture Netherlands as, like, cold and, like, I just don't picture it as, like, a... Like, I don't picture it... I don't know. I just don't picture them growing food. But I guess why wouldn't they grow food? What kind of food are they growing?
It's just little. And 17 million people live there.
Yeah.
How the Netherlands feeds the world. National Geographic.
Okay.
That's a recommended read.
That, yeah. Speaking of recommended reads, do you have any recommended reads this week?
Yeah. One is a joke.
Okay. What's the joke one?
Okay, it's an article from the Tufts Daily, and it's called Jumbos Win Annual Snowflake Classic.
What?
It's some, like, track race that happens in, like, late winter.
Hilarious.
But it's called Snowflake Classic.
The Snowflake Classic. Isn't that honestly funny? If anyone was going to win the Snowflake Classic, it would be Tufts, though.
Oh. Okay, so sorry. I'm reading about the Netherlands. It's a greenhouse culture.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense to me.
And look at all these greenhouses in the Netherlands.
Oh my God. That's exactly what I was picturing when we were talking about.
Because it gets chilly there.
I love that. I have a recommended read this week. It's not that contemporary. It's from like 2 years ago, but it's about degrowth. And I had to read it for one of my classes. And it's from a publication called resilience.org, which I'm not familiar with. But the article is about the degrowth movement and like what that means as like as a way to like resist capitalism and specifically thinking about like industrialized food systems and why like we're so afraid of degrowth and like how like progress and like technology cool. and innovation have become like
what's that
really
in
these buzzwords. It's in resilience. It's from resilience.org. A publication I've never heard of. My practicing and food systems professor assigned it to us. It's called What Will Spark a Degrowth Movement in the USA? And it was very interesting. I really liked it. Would recommend.
Cool.
It was funny. The author who wrote it, like, in the end, he was like, I cycled across North America and talked about degrowth to whoever would listen, and now I'm digging carrots out of the earth. And it was like, the ending was kind of like, okay, we get it. But the concept of degrowth as a movement was really interesting.
So, Lauren, let's just cycle across America this summer.
Let's just... It's like I actually have been thinking about driving across the country this summer because I've got to get home back to California somehow. And
you don't have a car.
But yeah, but I can like rent one. I don't know. I feel like that's true. I'd have like a really, in my head, I like picture myself being this like beautiful, transformative, empowering experience. But in reality,
don't
it would
do
be
it
like,
alone.
It would be me in a car like crying by myself because I'm alone. Like
and
I would hate
all
that.
All the highways look the same.
Yeah, I know.
Like I think to have a cool like road trip experience, like, you need to like do a really circuitous route.
Yes.
You know, and you just go random places and you're with people.
Yeah.
Like driving across the country on major highways is not glorious.
This is true. So if you want to drive across the country,
move to LA. I'll do it with you.
Yeah, if you get a job at Redacted, then
Redacted,
we'll go.
Yes, thank you for redacting it.
You're welcome. Then we'll go to LA together.
Yeah,
love
we'll go to San Francisco and then I can do the San Francisco LA drive alone.
Oh.
Although California freeways sound terrifying.
Yeah, but this is true. But also like part of that drive, I mean, you wouldn't want to do the whole drive on like Highway 1, but you can
the
be
Pacific
like
the Pacific Coast Highway.
The one, the PCH. You can be like along the coast and it's really beautiful. Okay,
is California pretty?
What?
I said, is California pretty?
It depends on where you are, honestly.
I was kidding.
Oh.
Because you're always like, California is beautiful.
California is, the Bay Area is really beautiful. It depends on where you are, though. California highways are not beautiful. I mean, unless you're like on the one and then it's really beautiful.
The one, the PCH.
So I'm going to play a song. This song is a new song from Jesse McCartney, our favorite early 2000s young boy crush. Who's now aged into a beautiful man, but still is kind of making
he
the same music.
Better say a city in this song.
There's no city in the song, but it's very upbeat. Has a nice, he like has a nice little beat in there. It's like Jesse McCartney 2.0. It's like, this is the new Jesse McCartney that we all deserve right now. So I really hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Call us, nice. Text us, email us. And if you don't like the song, I don't want to hear it because I think it's really good.
I'm ready.
I know it's ugly turning on the news. There's people fighting over point of view. Sometimes it's like there's nothing left to lose. And I don't know what to do, but I know it's better with you. I was a wreck when you came along. When there
you. For every laugh there is a silent cry. For every day there is a darker night. Sometimes this life doesn't treat us right. And I don't know what to do, but I know it's better with you. I was a wreck when you came along. When there was nothing left, you showed me the best. I'm still a mess, but you hold on. Don't know just why you do, but I know I'm better with you. But I know I'm better with you.
I couldn't
Okay, so that was Better With You, the new hit single by Justin McCartney, and then Malibu 1992 by Coin. Fun little song. I listened to that a lot over the summer, so it just brings me back to warmer vibes and warmer memories. We're going to be wrapping up the show here. We had a great time.
We did.
City theme, actually, we were able to stick to it pretty good. Normally we're not so good. But, you know, today, I'm feeling good about it.
The song we're playing is 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
We're already
okay.
on timing.
We're going to...
Let's waste, like 15 seconds.
Yeah, I can't count. Another 30 seconds, let's say. And sure. Because that way, in case the night... Yeah. We're going to time this out perfectly.
We can talk about the timing until we've wasted enough of the time.
So we have to start. But you've been listening to Him Hunters International. Excuse me.
I'm WMFO Medford.
Would you like to do it, Ben?
No.
On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Test Waveform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we have such a fun time.
It's true.
We're only going to have a handful of shows left.
I know, and I have to miss one soon.
Oh, you have to miss one soon?
I know. I didn't want to tell you on air.
No, it's okay. Yeah, so we're only here for another handful of times, so then we both graduate, and this is the last you'll hear of us. I know there's many people out there that are very saddened by that.
I think most listeners are thankful.
Most listeners are like, thank God I don't have to hear them, like, yapping.
Like, accidentally change the wrong channel and hear these fools.
Okay, we're going to end with how we have to end.
And the only way to end
a city theme show by playing, Ben, what are we going to play?
L.A. Love by Fergie, LA La La. That's what it's called. It's all one word. It's spelled L period A period love, all caps, Jesus. Parentheses La La.
Love it.
You ready?
I'm ready. Here we go. Let's do it.
Tell them where I'm from, finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal, Hollywood to the slums, chronic smoke, get burnt by the California sun on the west side, east coast, where you at, just got to New York.